California's KFI.
Los Angeles, Orange County.
KFI News.
On the hour.
On the half.
And all weekend long.
Yet, I'm Terry Anzer. Kobe Bryant's Achilles injury is a reminder for all weekend warriors to be careful.
Bryant again going to work, falls down. Yeah, he's struggling.
Kobe's Achilles tendon tear is one of the more debilitating injuries an athlete can get.
Achilles is the strongest tendon in the body, and it's also the tendon that's responsible for push-up during walking, running, jumping.
Foot and ankle specialist Dr. Bob Baravarian with St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica says a tendon can rupture due to a one-time accident. It can also tear because of overuse and fatigue.
Overuse-type injuries can be where a person has been doing more than they're used to doing, and there's excess strain going through muscles.
He says the best ways to reduce the risk of a tear are to stretch your legs and slowly increase exercise intensity if you're just starting again.
It may be better to go out and dribble the ball around a little, play in a short game, take a little break, so that you build up your endurance, you build up your muscle and tendon strength.
Baravarian says if you feel any kind of strain, you should slow down and stop. If you do tear your Achilles, you'll probably need surgery and can return to some form of activity 4 months later. Baravarian says elite athletes like Kobe, though, will need 6 to 8 months because of the strain and stress put on the tendon and legs. Donald Morrison, KFI News.